Onslow County's only 24-hour inpatient facility for people experiencing substance abuse and mental health emergencies closed about 6 years ago. Assistant County Manager Sherry Slater says local elected officials formed a mental health task force early last year to begin working toward opening a crisis center.
And as we move forward, we've had other partners join, such as Onslow Memorial Hospital. Carteret County Commissioners have joined us, as well as Carteret Healthcare. So we've had some really good movement on that.
So far, the task force has secured a $2 million state grant to renovate a county-owned building on Memorial Drive in Jacksonville, which is the same facility that housed the former crisis center. Slater says patients could receive care for up to 2 weeks at the 16-bed facility before they're referred to treatment elsewhere. She says this service is particularly important for uninsured patients,
because their crisis has caused them to be in a situation where they no longer are insured. This crisis center would be that for our community. There are crisis centers in our region. There's one in Wilmington, in Raleigh, that sort of thing, but not locally and not close enough for a citizen to get there on their own.
Slater says the crisis center would help alleviate some of the strain placed on other community resources, such as law enforcement, who are often the first to respond to mental health and substance abuse crises.
If they're involuntarily committed, then law enforcement has to take the time to transport them all the way to whichever crisis center has an opening. So we're spending a lot of tax dollars one way or the other taking care of these folks, and sometimes that's in law enforcement, in the time it takes them to drive out of town and take them and then come back. Sometimes it's in the emergency department. They're spending hours and hours in the emergency department waiting for a bed in a crisis center.
Slater says local governments and hospitals will pay for most of the crisis center's estimated $1.7 million operating cost. Trillium will begin seeking bids for a provider in the coming months. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.